As long as I am alive, I will not desert a battle that is mine to fight.
When you need me, I'll be the easiest man in the world to find.
Hey, this is William Neff, and I'm here at the Atlas Shrugged 3 premiere with Chris Polaha. Chris, the question that's on everybody's mind, who is John Galt?
I guess the answer is me.
This is John Galt speaking.
Those who have left you are eager to build a world of freedom.
What is the most important message that you want people to take away from the third installment of Atlas Shrugged?
I think the most important message that Ayn Rand was trying to put out in the world is that individuals are always going to be the most productive part of any society, which I think sort of anybody along any party line is going to agree with. You know, if you talk to Steven Spielberg, he's an individual who's extremely creative, making things, producing things.
And I think it's an 1,100-page warning. We can undermine our society and its history and its future if we continue where individuals are not appreciated to be able to live their own lives.
Dagny, we are on strike. This is a strike of our minds.
You quit. All of you did.
We had to withdraw.
But what about what you left behind? Unlike you, I don't believe in abandoning the fight.
Why do you think it is that the works of Rand have survived so well over the past 60 years?
I think there's a universality, I mean, a timelessness to her ideas, to just believing in oneself, to working hard for something you believe in, for standing up for your own, you know, right to do hard work and be rewarded for it. They're very American ideals.
Here's this woman who had that moment that really none of us have had, which is, you know, she got off the plane or boat, and there, you know, she sees the Manhattan skyline, she sees the Statue of Liberty, and she goes, I've come to the land of opportunity.
What was your greatest challenge playing one of the most iconic literary characters of all time?
Is not to, you know, F it up. You don't want to be the guy who's like, that's not who John Galt is.
Well, I think he's authentic. I think he's principled. I think he's a guy that's willing to see something wrong and say, no, this will not stand. And I think that's what's compelling. He's the archetype. He's the hero in all of Rand's work.
If you wanted someone who's seeing the film for the first time to take something away from it, what would be the message that you think is most important?
I think the most important message would be, if you have something that you really believe in, don't be afraid to buck the trend of the world. Don't be afraid to swim against the current and stand up for your ideas, your thoughts, what you really believe in.
It's the end.
No, it's the beginning.